Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe a year and a half ago that has large letters in it so that I can see better. Plus, I had to purchase myself reading glasses because I could not see the small letters. Nonetheless, I want you to have your pen, pencil, and paper ready and handy so that you can write down any scripture references that I might say. Some of you younger people, as well as some of the older people, have technological devices like a pad or a notebook or something like that so that they can jot down whatever they think that might be interesting. On the computer board, it tells me that I am in 1 Kings chapter number 7, but I want you to turn to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13. I read as much as I can to get ahead because I never know when my Father in heaven will call me to come home. And I learned that maybe 2 years ago when I had a stroke. And I tried to get ahead to read as much as I could for you to see who will listen. It doesn't have to be, it can be anyone that listens to this program. I plan to bring you the truth, period, whether you like it or not. I do plan to give you the truth. So, there are so many things going on in the world. I wrote down a few things that are happening. There are wildfires in the west of the United States. And I'm thinking that I have read somewhere about you being removed from the land if you're not on it. But I think that I'm trying to find it. Excuse me. I have to belch. I must be saying something wrong. Oh. Excuse me, sheep. Maybe I have tried to tell you something that is wrong. So I'm trying to find. There are a lot of things in the Bible that I forget and sometimes remember. I know that I was listening to UNIC program on Blog Talk Radio. And not Blog Talk Radio, but it was, I forget right now. I can't think of it. But the program where this man was talking in the streets to a young black man. The young black man must have been maybe 10 or 11 years old. And he was telling him about Jesus. And he asked him to pick out, who do you think is Jesus? And the young man picks out the white Jesus. But that was the wrong Jesus. And the black man went on to explain to him which Jesus. He asked him, where did you learn that? And I think he said, in church. Well, if he learned it in church, that's probably why our Father in heaven had these churches closed down. Because when I was around that man's, young man's age. I thought that Jesus was white there, but I learned different when I became obedient to God's word. I learned that in the book of Daniel, I think it was chapter 7, that his father had woolly hair, and I have woolly hair when it's not pressed, or when I wash my hair, I have woolly hair. And I said, well, Jesus can't be white if he has woolly hair. Then I read in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14, I think, and it says that, again, Jesus, the Ancient of Days, is in Daniel, but Jesus is in the book of Revelation, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 14. See, sometimes I may say something wrong, and I will try to correct myself. And I learned that Jesus was a black man. I have been telling you for the last maybe 7 years that Jesus is a black man. He is not white. And then I was looking at a tape on YouTube where this young white girl was telling black folks the same thing. She said mostly the things that I have told you before. Solomon is a black man. So is Samson. You know, if you don't read the Bible, sheet, you will go around thinking that this is a white man's book. The Bible is an instruction book. I don't know of any other God, but Jesus doesn't say that he is God. He left instructions, which is our Bible that the white people use. Now, I should not tell you, sheep, the things that I have heard, but I would tell you that I think it was recently that I heard somewhere in China that they were producing a Bible. Well, I am going to say to you folks to get your Bible, because us black folks, we don't have anything to go against these other nations. We are just finding out that this Bible that we have is for us. It was written by us black men. The prophets, not one of them is a white person. Nonetheless, they will claim this book to be theirs. And you should read it and make it a decision for yourself. I am so glad that I am obedient, told me many years ago. And I wouldn't do it because I was scared to talk on the radio or speak on television. But maybe 10 years ago, maybe I started my 11th year, August the 11th of this year. I started at a TV station where I came on Tuesday nights. And my cousin in the South, one of my cousins said that he was watching as he saw me. Praise God. And I hopefully I told the truth then. I know that I was telling the reason why I speak, it's not because I chose to speak. It was because I'm trying to be obedient to what my Father has told me to do. Now, I want you sheep to turn your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 13, up from there. And I'm trying to read it again as much as I can. And I want to belch. That always happens. I don't know why that happens to me. But let's start reading. And if I burp, I will burp. First Kings chapter 20, verse 13. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thy hands this day. I will deliver it into your hands this day. Thine means your hands. And thou shall know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, Thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the province. Then he said, Who shall order the battle? And he answered, Thou mean you. And he said, Thou, that means you. Then he numbered the young men and the princes of the provinces, and they were 232. And after them, he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. And they went out at noon, but Benadad, that's spelled Benhadad, was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions. He and the kings, the 32 kings that helped him, and the young men of the provinces went out first. Then her dad sent out and told, and they told him, saying, There are men coming out of Samaria. And he said, Whether they be come out in peace, take them alive, or whether they become out for war, take them alive. And these young men of the princes of the province came out of the city, and the army which followed them, and they slew every one his men, and the Samaritans Israel pursued him, and Ben-Hadad, king of the Syrians, escaped on a horse with the horsemen. Excuse me. Maybe that's an important point I need to make. So the king Ben-Hadad of Syria escaped on a horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. Came to the king of Israel and said unto him, go, strengthen thyself and mark and see what thou doest, for at the return of the year the king of Syria will come up against thee. That means you. And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the hill, therefore they will be stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. Do this thing. Take the kings away and put out of his place and put captains in their rooms. And number B, an army, like an army that has, let me read that two verses again, verse 24, and start reading 25 again. Verse 24, and do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their rooms, verse 25, and number D, and armor, verse 25, and army. Let me read all of it, verse 25 again. And number D, an army, like the army thou hast lost, horses for horse and chariots for chariot, and we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And hearken, and he hearkened unto their voice. Hearken means listen, and he listened unto their voice and did so. So he put captains in the rooms of the prince of the province. Verse 26, and it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went out against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them let me read verse 27 again. And the children of Israel numbered and were all present and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them two little flocks, kids means goats. But the Syrians filled the country, and they came a man. Let me read verse 28 again. And there came a man of God to speak unto the king of Israel, and he said, thus said the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. There will I deliver all this multitude unto you, use thy hand. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. They pitched one over against the other 7 days. Pitch means like they pitched their king, their tents, over against one another 7 days. And it was so that in the 7th day, the battle was joined, and the children of Israel slew the Syrians, and hundreds thousand footmen in 1 day. The rest fled to Aphek, into the city, and there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and came to the city and to the chambers. His servant said unto him, behold, now we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Let us, I pray thee, put sackcloths on our loins and rope upon our heads, and go about the king of Israel, peradventure we will save thy life. I'm trying to remember what does peradventure means. It means perhaps or possible or chance. Possibly or chance. Now, let me read that again. Verse 31. And the servant said unto him, behold now, and we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful. Let us, I pray thee, put sackcloths on our loins and excuse me, and ropes upon our heads, and go out to the king of Israel, peradventure, possibly, or perhaps he will save your life. So they gird sackcloths on their loins and put ropes on their heads, and they came to the king of Israel and said, thy servant Ben-Hadad said, I pray thee, let me live. And he said, is he yet alive? Now the men did diligently that was hard, or let me read verse 33. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him, and he hastily catch it. That means he speedily caught it, or with great speed he caught it. And they said, thy brother Ben-Hadad, he said, go ye, bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came out from him, and he caused to come into the chariot. And Benedict said unto him, the cities which thy fathers took from my father, I will restore, and thou shalt make streets for thee in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then Ahab, I will send thee away for this covenant. So he made a covenant with him and sent him away. I have 13 minutes left. And a certain man of the sons of the prophet said unto his neighbor, in the words of the Lord, smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then he said unto him, because thou hast not observed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. That means a lion found him and killed him. Slew means to kill. Then he found another man and said, smite me, I pray thee. And the man stroke him so that in smiting he wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes unto the face. And the king passed by. He cried unto the king, and he said, thy servants went out unto the midst of the battle, and behold, the man returned aside. Let me read verse 39 again to you. See, perhaps I will read it to you up. You all that are listening within the next 30 minutes, the next 11 minutes. And the king passed by. He cried unto the king, and he said, thy servants went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me, and he said, keep this man, if by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, for else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And he said, as the servant was busy, here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto me, him, so shall thy judgment be. Thyself has decided it. And he hasted and took the ashes away from his face. Hasted means he hurried me and took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned him that he was prophet, And he said unto him, Thus said the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utterly destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house, heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria. So, see, I have finished reading chapter 20. We have 8 minutes left, and I will start with chapter 21. I probably will read 2 or 3 verses before I come to a close. Chapter 21 of 1 Kings. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth of the Jezreelites had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, and I may have it for a garden of herds, and was near unto my house, and I will give thee a better vineyard than it, or if it seems good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, the king, the Lord forbids it. What I should give the inheritance of my father unto thee. And let me read the next verse, and then I will stop. And Ahab came into his house, heavy and displeased because of the words which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he said, I will not give thee thy inheritance of my father. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face, and he should not eat bread. I read the next verse. And Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad? And thou eatest no bread. And he said unto her, Because I spoke unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and he said, And I said unto him, Give me that vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases thee, give me another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. Let me read verse 7. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, Doest thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. And she wrote them the letter in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letter unto the elders, the nobles that were in the city dwelling with Nadab. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast and set Nadab on high among the people. And let me stop at verse 10 so we can we'll pick up at chapter 21 of 1 Kings, this Friday, of chapter 21 and verse 10. Right now, let me say a closing word of prayer. All the goodness that he has shown us. Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, are privileged and happy that you have found us. We rejoice in letting the people know that those who called us by word, we are the people of the Bible, your people, and we are so happy about finding that out. Thank you so much for choosing us over and over again to be our Lord and Savior. We thank you for keeping the evil one away from us as well as his followers or his hate. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer. Father, thank you. You also need a huge blessing, money that it takes to live in this land. We thank you for giving us the money to us today. Remember, God loves you. And we have been told that he is God, but he Father, claims to be God. He chose to
help
be.
Your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road and teach them. Love one another.
And I love you.
That heaven might
find
a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on.
If God is willing to
walk on through temptation,
because
he loves and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad.
Our
that Jesus is love. He won't